This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Cairo's Tahrir Square, thousands of angry protesters waved shoes in the air and chanted, "He must leave." Those chants started as Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak spoke this evening on state television and made clear that he isn't going anywhere. The announcement came as a shock to protesters who all day were anticipating his resignation. Instead, President Mubarak delivered these words, broadcast here with interpretation on the Al Jazeera television network.
I announced that I will adhere to this position, and I also announced that I will similarly remain adamant to continue to shoulder my responsibility.
Mubarak's speech was confusing and at times seemingly contradictory. He insisted he would remain in his position, but also said he would delegate the powers of his office to his vice president. President Mubarak also said that those who have died in the unrest have not died in vain. He said he's laid down a vision for how to exit the current crisis and to realize the demands of the people. He also issued this warning.
I cannot and will not accept to be dictated orders from outside, no matter what the source is and no matter what the excuses or justifications are.
Shortly after Mubarak's address, his vice president, Omar Suleiman, appeared on TV and called on the protesters to go home and to look toward the future.
I proclaim my adherence to implementing all the procedures I had promised in relation to the national dialogue and the agreements to be reached at a later stage.